You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons. Missy Elliott joining us, as well as we're going to the guest line for our favorite guest of the week and also the man with the best intro for a phone radio hit in the business, Mike Giardi.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
That is a great intro.
It's a great intro.
No, it is.
Now, he gave us, there's a lot to work with because he's a great man with a great career.
The only thing I feel like it does is it kind of projects Mike as just always kind of wound up tight, always on the cusp of just going over the top. And I don't think that's really the case. I think he's very even-mannered. Like
Boy, does he have you snowed.
Oh, does
he? He's not like the Lewis Black of sports commentary where he just gotta just rip everybody all the time. You know, I think he's, like, he's a gentleman.
Yeah, it's not the most accurate portrayal.
All right, Mike Giardi, is that an accurate portrayal of you, that open we play?
It's emotional. I love it.
Okay. All right.
So what do you think about this football game this week at Gillette Stadium? I guess we'll start with James Cook, the running game, Josh Allen, whatever you think of whatever's going on post by Patriots. What is the first key to this game that you're breaking down in your brain?
So I think there's going to be a little bit more pressure in this game than maybe we saw in the last one in terms of teams dialing up the blitz stuff.
Ooh.
And then to me, who handles the chaos better? Is it going to be Josh who thrives in it? Or is it going to be Drake, who has proven that he thrives in it? Like, which guy is going to have the better day against some of the looks and maybe not make the mistake? We know, you know, in those situations, pressure, you might throw one off your back foot and not get enough on it. Who makes the mistake?
And, Mike, the Bills' defense is kind of coming under fire. It hasn't been that good, but the kind of the bright spot has been their secondary, but in particular – cornerback Christian Benford. And it is, looking at your timeline here on Twitter, it sounds like he was walking around in a boot today, which is kind of insane. If he's doing that today, I believe this today that you tweeted this, then to me, or was it yesterday that he did? If he's not playing or not available or just not 100%, what does that mean to the Buffalo Bills defense and secondary?
I think it's massive because I think he's turned out to be their best defensive player. Which, you know, pretty impressive for a 6th-round kid out of Villanova a few years ago. But, like, he sort of developed into that guy. I'm not saying he's, like, you know, we talk about number one corners. I don't know that I'd put him in the same category as a Surtain or a Horn or people want to put Gonzalez in there, those sorts of things. But he's in sort of that next tier, and he's traveled a lot recently. Like, they didn't usually do that. They did that in recent weeks, and he handled Ja'Marr Chase pretty well. Like, Chase wasn't the problem against the Bengals. It was Higgins. So, like, he's really elevated, and if he can't play or if he's impaired, that'd be a big problem for him. Because, like I said, he's made a lot of plays for them. He was Defensive Player of the Week a couple weeks ago. He probably should have been this past week. But Josh won the Offensive Player of the Week award, so I don't think they wanted to have two Bills guys. I don't know. Like, he's really good, and I think that would be a huge blow for what they do.
Yeah, looks like he was wearing like a soft shoe or something. It's a toe injury, and I guess his status is up in the air, so that could be huge for the Patriots. Mike, as far as the offense goes, which pass catcher do you think is going to have to step up in the face of, you know, Hairston's coming along, maybe Benford plays? Do you see this as a wide receiver game, a Diggs game, or maybe a tight ends game?
I think this is a Diggs game. I think this is what you got him right for. I think we saw what it meant to him in Buffalo, which, you know, I was talking about it this week. It was kind of funny because if you remember leading into the game, it's like, it's a big deal. And then I know some of the guys over there, but like, you know, it's any other game. And then as soon as the game was over, he's losing his mind. He does the Instagram live. Patriots PR has to tell him we don't do that in the locker room. And then he comes in and talks to us in the press conference after. He's like, well, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal. But no, it was. It matters. And I think this one will matter too. You know, the fact that it's potential hat and T-shirt game. You know, he's already talking about, oh, you guys don't think we're the favorites and that nonsense. Like, yeah, I think it's a big Stephon Diggs game.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, here on WEEI Afternoons, as he is every Friday. So there's sort of two layers to look at the two offenses. You have the Bills rushing attack, which is phenomenal. They average 5.1 yards per carry, but they give up 5.1 yards per carry. Are the Patriots suited at any point to take advantage of one of these bad rush defenses that they face? Could this be the week where we're saying, all right, they finally got 200-plus yards? Is that a factor in this game?
I wish it was, but don't you feel like at this point, if you're not good at it, you're probably not going to be good at it? Like,
probably.
This may be a team that Henderson, you know, last time we saw him, he had a 26-yard run against the Giants. You know, Ramondre ran, you know, pretty well physically. But, like, they're just not that sort of team. They're not built that way up front. At least they haven't played that way. And, you know, Will Campbell's probably their best run blocker, and obviously he's not available this week. So, yeah, I feel like we've probably said 5 or 6 times this year that they've had an opportunity to run against one of the worst run defenses in the league. Yep. And then we come out of it going, they couldn't run. Yep. So it's still going to be, you know, can you do enough there? It doesn't have to be awesome, but can you do enough to at least keep them honest? And then you work the play action off it. And we know Drake's been fantastic off play action this year.
So Mike, a lot of talk this week about, you know, how do you defend Drake May, which I do find kind of to be a fun and fascinating topic. Is a lot of teams have yet to figure out how to stop the kid. You wrote an article yesterday in the Boston Sports Journal titled "May's Ability to Decipher Disguises is a critical element to Sunday's game." And I wanted to read the article, and then I scrolled down, and it says "Account is past due. Please verify your payment methods." And I was just wondering, is there a code that you can give me to get a discount? But so I can't.
Yeah, you know you. Teddy, hit me up offline. We'll take care of it.
All right, thanks, bud. So I can't read the rest of the article, so I don't know what you said. So can you just give me kind of the synopsis on that article? I'd be curious what you found out as far as how do teams, you know, defend him, or what is Drake doing that is helping him decipher these defenses?
Yeah, I think, Teddy, he's been so good, and he's come along so fast, and his ability to not just the pre-snap read, but then, you know, when you turn your back and play action, the picture changes, and to be able to instantly, you know, in that moment, pick it up and know, oh, actually, they dropped this guy, or, you know, they were showing that.
Mike, we got you.
Like, oh, he, yep. I'm still here. I haven't moved again.
We lost you for a second.
I love when he yells at us like it's our fault.
Well, it was like he was. You said something, and I was like, "Oh my god!" I think he just totally forgot his point.
Right?
I think he's
or having a senior. He's having a senior moment.
Yeah, I was like, maybe I don't know if he can do these interviews anymore.
Now, don't move and keep talking. Right there. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, he's done such a good job pre-snap identifying what they're doing, but also the ability post-snap, especially when you're doing play action and you turn your back.
Yep.
That, like, he's able to pick it up instantly when he turns his back if the picture changes. And that's something that the Bills do as often as anyone. Josh McDaniels was sort of talking about them last week. He's like, yesterday rather, basically like nobody does it better than them. They're really connected and they disguise. And, you know, Josh went a little over the top. He's like, everything they do well. We just talked about their run defense. There's things that they don't do well, but I get it. You know, you don't want to give them any bulletin board material, but Drake's been really good at that. And then I think obviously the connection with McDaniels and being able to have more answers. And there have been times this year, and just the Giants game, I thought was a perfect example of that, where you knew they had a fierce pass rush. You knew your left side was diminished because of the injuries, and he attacked the flats and took what they gave him. And then, you know, eventually they start to adjust, and then bingo, he hits, you know, big play there, a big play here. So his growth this year has been remarkable. And it's interesting too, Ted, because one of the things that in researching the story, and I know Phil Perry got some grief elsewhere about saying maybe he's close to indefensible, but like he's got 100 passer rating versus pretty much every coverage. And if it's not 100, it's 90 plus. And the only place that he struggled, and it's a negative EPA, is in the red zone and against cover zero. And so look, can teams go crazy cover zero? I guess they could. I guess they could try to dial it up 15 times a game or something. I think someone did that to Lamar Jackson a few years ago, and I was like, oh, they found his kryptonite. And then, like, you know, 6 weeks later, they tried it again, and it was like, no, he killed him. So, like, I don't think you can live in that. And everything else is something that he's done well against. Single-high safety, you know, the split safeties. It's just, again, remarkable the growth of this quarterback, who's just 23 years old and has not been a start, hasn't started, you know, full two seasons yet. It's nuts.
Hey, Fitzy, let me jump in real quick. So, Mike, it's a great point about them blitzing. They blitzed him a lot when he was doing those play actions in the first game, and he had a perfect passer rating while they were doing that. So he has his back turned, just like you said, and there's blitzers off the edge, and he had an answer for a lot of those blitzes, so which I thought was kind of remarkable to see, considering they were 2-2 at that point and he wasn't playing his best football. So I just wanted to highlight that point. That was a really good point to make, just him being able to decipher what the coverage is when he has his back turned. Go ahead, Fitz.
Yeah, Mike, we make so much about, you know, Josh Allen. He can be a Superman at any given moment. James Cook in the rushing attack. But to me, I think a sneaky aspect of Buffalo's plan Sunday might be their tight ends. Because Kincaid is back in.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Healthy, and he's a real weapon. Dawson Knox, underrated. And that Haas guy who caught a touchdown last week is an absolute run blocking Haas as well. How do you think the Patriots will try to account for the Buffalo trio of tight ends, given that, you know, you're always worried about where Cook and Josh are in any given play?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I think if we learned anything from the first time they played, you know, Buffalo had been a heavy personnel and loved to, like, going to shove it down your throat. And then the 3 weeks prior to playing the Patriots in week five, Cook had gone over 100 yards. And then the Patriots did what they had been doing for the first 2 months of the year, right, not allowing a running back to get over 50 yards. But in that game, if you remember, the first series, the Patriots for the first time, I think, in the entire season, Tonga in the middle, Barmore and Williams flanking him. Then you had your normal edge guys, Chase on it and Landry, and two linebackers, sometimes three with Tavai, because that was his first game back. And it was like, we're not going to let you push us around. We're going to make you go to plan B. And if there's a criticism of Joe Brady, their offensive coordinator, is that sometimes he doesn't have a plan B. So I would expect sort of a similar approach in terms of the run game. Like, we're not going to let you shove the ball down our throat, keep the ball out of our quarterback's hands. We're going to make every effort to hold you down. And yes, Josh is awesome and can be Superman, but like, we'll take our chances with that with his diminished receivers. Like, Kincaid was good in that first game, but I don't know. I don't know if you like, I don't know if he's someone you fear. I don't know if they have anyone in the receiving core that you fear. And I think you can see situations where, okay, got to have it out there. Well, maybe this is where you slide Christian Gonzalez over the top, or it's Davis, whoever you feel comfortable with in that spot. So it feels to me like that's a big check plus in the Patriots' favor in terms of their DBs covering any of the Bills' wide receivers.
Okay, put your arm up in the air with and hold some tin foil like before you go. And real quick, tell us what's going to happen in this game before your phone craps out.
I'm going to take the Pats. I'm going to say fairly comfortably. Let's say somewhere between 7 and 10 points.
Oh, I like the confidence.
Real quick, in that, let's just say that happens. How are teams looking at the Patriots? They've beaten the Bills twice. It's really their toughest competition all season long. How's the country perceiving the Patriots after that win?
I'll say that the schedule is not tough enough, but you know, like, I mean, again, you can only do what you can do. Like, we'll go into Baltimore and we'll be like, well, Baltimore's not what we thought they were. Well, if you go into Baltimore after you beat the Bills this week and beat Baltimore, still a damn good win.
All right, Mike Giardi, enjoy the big game this weekend. Enjoy some snow that's coming our way, and we will talk to you next week.
All right.
See you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. Sounds confident about the Patriots. We'll top of the hour, we're going to start to build up to this game. We'll get to our predictions later in the show. I think Mike Giardi has more confidence than some of the members of this show.
We'll react to this interview.
Sure. We're going to react to Mike Giardi. We might also touch on Joe Burrow and what the hell's going on in Cincinnati. He seems very, very sad. Could he be traded? Are they blowing it up? Should the Patriots keep an eye on those wide receivers if they're blowing it up? Little reaction and that next here on WEEI.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.